Because you're saying such great quotable stuff. I can't write it all down fast enough.
No, I know. It's hard.
But it's, you know, that's kind of the history of where, of kind of why I'm where I am. Mm-hmm.
What was your first degree?
My first degree was business administration, the transfer degree. Mm-hmm. I started as accounting because I had received a scholarship from high school to go to another college, you know, at no charge for accounting. But then I chose, all right, let me stay home. I'll stay local. And then I took some of the more difficult accounting classes and realized tax accounting really just not an interest. So I switched to business administration. And then I graduated from SUNY Adirondack. And then I transferred to Siena College. And there it was the marketing and management degree. So then I finished there. Mm-hmm. And then my first career from there, I actually was married my senior year at Siena.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. If I could redo things, I would redo things. But I got married then. And then started working for Stewart's. So I was a manager trainee for Stewart's and eventually took over a few different shops and then kind of progressed through that and did some corporate training, which I loved. And it was really fun to train the district managers because, of course, the district managers always go to the shops and tell everybody you're doing it the wrong way. But I was able to show them that they also had no idea how to do it properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really, they're not been there.
Exactly. You know, if you don't have the technical skills, you really can't manage. You know, you can't say do something differently if you don't even know how to do it yourself.
Exactly.
So I traveled all over the state going to different district manager meetings. And then that's really when I found like that passion to teach. But I guess I should back up and just add that my Siena degree, I also had an under or a minor in education. Mm-hmm. So I had taken some education courses.
Uh-huh.
So then I got Stewart's was corporate training and I did some of their auditing and I did a lot of their food and beverage development, their inside, like it was actually my tuna noodle casserole recipe that they
used. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Crock-pots. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is kind of fun. And I ran their office, their builder and developer, ran their office in Lake George. And eventually, I already had my real estate license. I started selling their properties. So that
You're
was
doing
great.
Everything.
Oh, my God. Yes. I got my real estate license when I was 18. Encouraged my mother to take the class with me. So my mom and I took the class together. We took the state exam together. We started selling together. She continued, you know, I think she just retired 2 years ago. I obviously retired a long time ago from real estate because, you know, it's commission only and there's bills to pay when there's no houses to sell. So that didn't really last, but at least I'm able to share that information with students.
Yeah.
And then in between I had a lot of other jobs here and there. And then there was an opening, an ad for a travel and tourism professor at that point, it was Adirondack Community College. The ad came out in July. I applied, did not tell my father I was applying. He
That's
was actually
funny.
On vacations. Yeah. So it was a big surprise.
He was still there. He was still working there.
Yes. I just didn't tell him. I'm like, oh, I'm just leaving him alone on his vacation. And I was hired 4 days before the semester started and was given the stack of books and said, here are your classes. Have fun.
Oh, wow.
So that's how it all started in 2000.
That's exciting.
It definitely was exciting. I think I still apologize to my first students over and over again because I'm sure hit every single detail in every chapter, which obviously now I don't do. But
right. Yeah, because you're going by the book because you're still picking it up and getting used to teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of you're natural.
Now I can tell the story or I see a picture or a word and you know, we just go off and we discuss it and all that.
That's interesting. That is interesting. Cause I think one of the interesting aspects I'm going to be starting a podcast, and I'm not quite ready, or else I would have tried to have put this all together so that it could then be a podcast, but I still have some things to work out. But as to how you have developed over time, so that's a great aspect of it, that you went from going just book word for word from the book to now stories, because they're going to get it better, aren't they?
Yes. They remember. Some students don't like to listen to stories, but the majority of them, they remember the stories. And usually the first few weeks of the class, I tell a lot of stories, but I want you to remember the stories. And at the end of the semester, I usually have them work together in groups using the stories that I've told them. So for instance, in marketing class, at the end of the semester, I have them get together and try to figure out a product or service they could sell to me based on all of the stories I've told them the whole semester. You know, yeah. I love dogs and I love this and I love to cook and I love to bake and I like to, you know, all that stuff. I want them to really have thought about that all as me as the consumer and figure it out. And they're usually shocked at how much they remember. I'm usually shocked at how much they remember because they're thinking the little tiny details. And if there's a group of five, you know, all five can put together their notes and then they recite it. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's amazing. And so it started as travel and tourism, but did you develop the program into more than just that? Or have you just taken on more areas that you're over?
A little bit of both. So it started as travel and tourism because just the nature of the timing, the former professor, Marcia Meany, she was really teaching travel agents. So I was not a travel agent going in. The first 2 years, I had to learn the reservation systems programs. And I had to, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that I just had.
So there were technical aspects there. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Which, so I was teaching them how to book cruises and flights and train rides and motor coaches. And that was all brand new to me. But I learned it. Okay. And then eventually we really realized that, you know, travel agents, once the internet really was kicking off, everybody's making their own trips. Travel agents are either independent or more corporate travel agents. So with some industry help, you know, because I always make sure I go to the industry leaders, they kind of helped me change it from travel and tourism to hospitality and tourism. And then we slowly morphed to just hospitality management as an all-encompassing kind of degree. And, you know, based on the numbers of students in the classes, we had to revise different classes we were offering. So we have fewer specialty classes. You know, we don't have a hospitality marketing class, but the students should take my marketing because I talk about hospitality all the time. So it's just trying to arrange their schedules properly. But it's been amazing. It's really a lot of work, but it's fun. And every student that wants, I was just telling them this yesterday, every student that wants a career in hospitality, if they take the degree, they can have a career. And that doesn't happen with every degree. You know, if you have an English degree, or if you have a math degree, it doesn't mean that you're automatically placed in a job that can travel the world.
Yeah.
So it's really pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is great. I love seeing all the success stories that you post up.
Well, I guess when I speak to my female students specifically, I share all those stories and I tell them that that what they're doing is okay. And it's okay to speak up for yourself and you need to be strong. And not every student, not every female is strong, but you need to find someone to be in your corner to also assist you. And that has just kind of come out naturally over all my time with the students and advisees and such. And I always speak the truth when I'm speaking to the students. I give them real life stories, whether it's about the college or about any one of my jobs and experiences previously, because I learn every day. You learn every day. The students are going to learn every day. And I would love for them to say, you know, wait, I have a situation that's occurring that's similar to what you were talking about. Can I come see you in your office and maybe you can give me some guidance? And I'm right there to help them.
Yeah. It's great that they have you there as a role model, because you've got that background, you've got the corporate background, and then you've made the switch into education, but you also have your own businesses. So you started, how long, did you have other businesses before Mixeritas?
I've always done marketing consulting on the side. Okay. So I'm still teaching full time, but when I was teaching full time, I actually was the senior sales manager for the Great Escape Lodge when they opened up. So the first 3 years I was there, and I was putting in 70 mm-hmm. or 80 hours a week there mm-hmm. and starting there at 4:30 or 5 a.m. and running to the college to teach my 8 o'clock class, and then running back to meet a meeting, and then running back, just back and forth the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I always want to have my feet in whatever I'm teaching in. So that's where the marketing yeah. consulting comes in, putting together some base level websites, that kind of stuff, event design. And Mixeritas came across because I always kind of thought that I wanted to do this. I used to cater with Maureen Chase. She's a local caterer. And it always seemed like we didn't have enough people to handle the bar because she was doing the food, you know, and she was really good at the food, but didn't have that bar situation. So over the time, I had a student who is now my business partner, Jen Berry, and mm-hmm. we were chatting all the time. She'd come to my office hour, every office hour. We'd just spend, you know, running different business ideas past each other. And she graduated from the hospitality management program, went into the Paul Smith program that we had on our campus that I was also teaching for, so I could give them the four-year degree. After she completed that, is when we sat down on National Margarita Day in February of 2011. And we said, we're going to have a drink. Because again, she's 21 and older. She's graduated. She's not a student anymore. And we put together the business all night. All night. The website was ready the next day. We got our logo.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've been doing
it. Taking action.
Yes. It was, you know, we jumped in both feet and didn't look back. But that's 13 exciting. Years now.
Yeah, and you're doing great.
It's very busy. It's very fun. It's a lot of work, you know, and the older I get, the more I think, oh my God, can I keep doing this? Because there's a lot of hauling and packing and moving and heavy things and being on your feet for 8 hours a day. But mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. I do love it.
Well, that's great. And then you're out there. So like you're still getting new stories to bring to your classes.
Absolutely. And this year, this fall, is the first time I'm teaching the bar operations and mixology class for the college.
Oh, wow.
So I teach that out of season. So all of my stories are going into that class.
Yeah.
You know, talk about the law and proper serving, responsible mm-hmm. serving, but then also how to make the drinks. We're going beyond the basic drinks. I'm doing fancy. I'm doing Iron Chef competitions, and they're loving it. And mm-hmm. I'm loving it. So
yeah.
Please be motivated.
That's exciting. So you're a role model for a lot of people, men and women, I'd say, that have been through your programs. Who did you have role models yourself starting out? Or still maybe?
I think probably still, you know, so there were some individuals that were my former employers. Maureen Chase is definitely one of Monahan Chase Caterers. She is a hard worker. It was so impressive to see and watch her, especially mm-hmm. even now. She is just out there. She's hospitable. She's friendly. She does a bang up job. I always look to her. And then one of my jobs in high school and into Siena and through ACC was working at Carvel. We had a Carvel ice cream shop in Queensbury where the Taco Bell is now on Glen Street. It was a different building. They tore it down. But the owner of that, she has since passed, but Kathy Fisher, she was amazing. A super strong female role model. Six mm-hmm. children, running the business, just doing it all. So I look to her all the time. And then most definitely both of my parents. My dad just, we're very much alike, just the fact that he was a business professor. And I think he always said, don't do it, don't do it. But here I am and I love it. Mm-hmm. And my mom was, you know, she raised the five of us while my dad was out working three or four or five jobs mm-hmm. to pay the bills. And I wouldn't be where I was without them at all.
So it's great. And you're showing, like, it seems like you've picked these people that have this like great work ethic, mm-hmm. which is probably the basic of any kind of success.
Yes, I would agree.
No matter how smart you are or how great of an idea you have, if you don't have the work ethic behind it, mm-hmm. like I said, you took action. Like you got that done. You didn't just sit and ponder the idea and then nothing happened.
And so many people do that. I want to, I think maybe and possibly mm-hmm. in the future. And oh, I wish I had. And well, what happens, you know, when you're older and you wish you had, why didn't you just do it? And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But ours is working.
You know. Yeah, at least. Well, and as they always say, like for everything that has succeeded, there are all these other things that you've tried or that have been tried that didn't. But you have to just keep going with it.
Exactly. And you have to find your passion. Yeah. And I am passionate about being hospitable. So even, you know, the very beginning of all of my lessons in hospitality classes, I will have the students kind of reflect. And of course, they're all different ages. So they have mixed, you know, backgrounds. Mm-hmm. But I will always tell them that, you know, when my boys were younger, I had the fridge in the garage and it had, you know, 37 different kinds of soda and water bottles and Kool-Aid and Capri Suns, because I wanted mm-hmm. any of their friends that came over at any time to have whatever they wanted, mm-hmm. A wide variety, instead of, you know, you have to get water out of the tap. So that's just who I've been. The only negative is that I don't ever have the mental ability to attend an event without wanting to work it. Or without just watching everything that's going on and thinking mm-hmm. about all the things that I would do differently or what I really loved.
Yeah.
So that's hard, but
I'm the same way. I'm always like analyzing the system of how they're doing things and service. And I had a friend that told me she was my boss at a company I worked for. We were customer service. And she was like, never say no, we can do anything, just find out what they need and how we can do and, but you know, that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. she was out with a friend and he was so annoying to the waiter because the waiter was like rushed and he was like, oh, here's a menu, right? And was like about to go, and the guy said, I think you meant to say, how are you today, welcome to our restaurant. And that was even too much for her. She's like, Lawrence, like, you can't be doing that to people. You don't know what's going on in the poor guy's life here. But it's like, there's service and then there's service.
Well, there's always a reason why something is happening or not.
Yeah.
And it's just, it, like you said, it's interesting to sit back and kind of dissect and then also be able to say, somebody at your table, you have no idea what's going on in the back of the house. It could be that the chef called off and this server is also cooking, also expediting, and also trying to serve every table that comes in. Or the host or hostess has just sat them six tables at one time. Because if you have a host or hostess that's not trained properly, they just seat to the closest seats. That's it. They don't think any further about being particular about, you know, make sure each person gets one and rotate it. But it's really, for me, that's like the case studies that I can do in class, because I have the students read the case study and then they all can really sit and start thinking about why did this happen or what should I do differently or whatever it may be.
So we've talked about hard work and we've talked about service, because I know that's something that you feel is key too, just from your talk to us at the Women in Business group. And I wholeheartedly agree. What are other things that you think are key to success in business? What do you teach your students?
I teach so much, but I do think time management is one of the big things. I can talk about it all day long, but part of the way I set them up to be successful with time management is I open up all of their assignments from day one. And I always say, if you want to work ahead, if you are somebody that your boss is not good at giving you a schedule a week in advance and then all of a sudden calls you in, you might want to make sure that you're always a little bit ahead. And some students are fantastic about doing it. Other students are still delayed with their work, but I'm trying to say, I want to model for you what you should do. I want to give you the opportunity, and then it's really up to you. I try to also, like, say in the course syllabus, my syllabi are like 8 pages long because I have every single lesson for what we're doing the whole semester. So there is nothing that I just throw at them. So they don't leave class on Thursday, and I don't tell them, by the way, there's a 15-page research paper due on Monday, which some professors do. I think that's unfair.
Yeah, my daughter's in college now, and she's like, Mom.
That's not fair for anybody to do to anybody, especially a community college where the majority of our students are working full-time, trying to raise families, and squeeze in getting an education. I'm not going to get the best product, and they're not going to learn if they're just rushing to do it. So I really spend a lot of time planning everything out, planning guest speakers, depending on the class. When I'm speaking to them, I talk about networking a lot, and it is definitely what you know, but it's also who you know. So I try to bring in as many who's as possible so that they can then meet all these people. So usually, like Liza Oxendorf from Warren County Employment, I have her come into my classes, and the students may half pay attention that day, but they almost always come to me later on and say, who was that lady that came in? I can't remember. And then they reach out to her. And then
that's
like,
great. I've heard from a number of people that have been in there.
It's so important. My hospitality classes, I bring in guest speakers. Just last week in my basic hospitality class, I did a Zoom session with one of my former students who is now working for Marriott and finishing his MBA. So he Zoomed in and he was so honest with his students. He right away said, listen, when I started college, my GPA was 0.76. I was put on restrictions, blah, blah, blah. But then I took Professor Hatton's hospitality class and I realized, oh my God, this is what I love. And he did. He turned around and he just kept saying to all the students, she'll tell you I was a terrible student. And I just kind of smiled and like, well, you know, I was a little worried, but here he is, 2 year, his 4 year, onto his MBA, working for Marriott, and agreeing to spend an hour and a half on Zoom teaching the students all about what he wish he knew, what he learned, his reflections. And he's done a lot in 10 years. He's only been out of high school for 10 years. He graduated with my older son. So it's just tremendous. And then my events class, which is more of a senior level class, we start off with lecturing and then we do site inspections. So we go to the area hotels and event venues where they get to meet, you know, like we go to the Fort William Henry and they get to meet Kathy Munsell and they get to meet Sam Luciano and they get to meet Tom Gay from the Sagamore. They wouldn't just do that on their own.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. No,
definitely. And they have these connections. So
yeah,
I find that it's my connections, but I want to share my connections.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I think that also strengthens your connections with those people because they appreciate that you hold them in esteem for that, you know.
I think so.
It's probably very fulfilling for them to share with the young up and coming, the future.
Some of them are real, they love it, you know, and I try to bring new people in, like one new person in a year. But I think like Kathy and Sam from the Fort, they are always saying, what else can we do for the students at SUNY Adirondack?
Yeah.
And I wish that I could do more to help them, but I do my best. And if I can
get- You can only get so many students through at a time.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's so funny. If you had one bit of advice for a woman that's starting out, thinking about starting up a business, what would you say? One or two bits?
I think one thing would just be, don't be afraid of failure. Because we learn from every mistake. And really just don't back down. If you're passionate about it, do it. We all spend so much time questioning ourselves and our decisions. And sometimes you just have to say.
Does syrups business come before the Mixeritas, or did that kind of come out of Mixeritas?
That came out of that. So Mixa
Okay.
Fusion is my
Oh,
business.
yeah.
Mixa Reduce is Jen and mine. So the syrups came because we were just, well, I was making the syrups. So Jen is so much younger. She was in a different position. Everything's always been housed at my property. So I was the one that was always buying everything, getting everything together, doing the ordering, doing the contracts. So I always made the simple syrups for all of the events. And then there was one wedding we did on Lake George, probably 5 years ago, where I had like four or five different flavor syrups. And the guests were loving that they could choose which syrup flavor they wanted. And one of them said, "You should be bottling and selling these." And I'm like, "Oh my God, like really? Can I, doing this too? I don't know how I can do this." And then I thought, all right, I'll start small and we'll start selling them to friends and neighbors. And then it just developed. And now I help CHA. It's a consulting firm, an engineering firm in Albany. It used to be Clough Harbor. I've been doing a lot of their corporate events. And the last one I did a hard seltzer bar where they had 15 choices of syrups so they could flavor their hard seltzer. So it was really just, vodka and seltzer and any syrup flavor they wanted. And they loved it. So I'm back down there again next week doing another one with a hard seltzer.
That's
So
excellent.
you just never
Just
know.
try things, just trying it. That's great.
So, if you are interested in what you heard today and think that it might help you with your business and want to know how to find out more, go to playcentric.com. And while you're there, you can book an initial call with me. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you at least 3 ways that you can get more customers and increase sales to grow your business. And you might want to consider my new marketing strategy boot camp, which is a day-long session with me. So give me a day and we can transform your business. So don't forget, go to playcentric.com. And if you're not going to book a call, sign up for my mailing list and you'll find out when each podcast episode is coming out and get some other really helpful information.